Mark, how are you?
I'm good, although it'd be kind of chilly if I wasn't just inside right now.
Well, I know how that is. The budget's done, so are you getting ready to take a Caribbean cruise?
No, I don't think there's any cruises on the horizon, so to speak. But I am glad that we finished it before we had the midnight deadline staring at us in the face. But there are some of the issues that we resolved at the last minute there that really we could have had resolved, I hope, back in July. So we'll keep pushing to have it done at an earlier date every year. And I think we were successful in putting pressure on leadership to get this thing done this year.
Well, I wanted to get your take, your thoughts on Sunday liquor sales, and hopefully you can enlighten the audience on how an 8-page bill is now 52 pages.
I wish I could. I can tell you right now that when it came out of the House, it was 8 pages. When it came out of the Senate, it was 52 pages. And there was a great resistance in the House to turning this into, everything under the sun that we could raise fees with relating to alcohol sales. You know, it started out as a straight early morning liquor sales, and then we had some fees for some kind of demonstration projects and tastings and things like that. I have to admit that I joked at the end. I said, "Is cough syrup now going to be have a tasting or something?" I mean, it's unbelievable how this thing changed in the Senate. But ultimately, it is a revenue producer for the state. We hope. There was a reduction in the revenue that would be received from the Sunday morning sales. We had sent it over with like $250 for a early morning fee, and it came back with $160, and there's no magic in those numbers at all, but nobody can figure out why it got reduced. So all I know is that it was part of the budget resolution. We did vote it out of the House, and I wish I had a better explanation for what happened at the other end of the building, but it came back pretty loaded up, a big Christmas tree.
So how do you anticipate the governor is going to react to those 52 pages?
You know, that is a very good question. You know, I think the theory was that they could load it up and that she would have to sign it because it became an essential part of balancing the budget. But the revenue produced by it can be found elsewhere. And so I don't know exactly how the governor is going to react to this. In the past, she has rejected bills. She's vetoed bills that look a lot like this.
Have you seen the additional pages that have been added to that, and can you name some of the items that were added?
I can't name with a lot of specificity. I did look at it the day it came back. You know, we had resisted adding beer and wine to the bill, and actually the beer and wine wholesalers had been opposed to it too, but I think it was forced on them in the Senate. And so there was, I know those things were added in the Senate, but really there were a lot of little things that apparently to get the votes together in the Senate, there had been senators who said, well, if you want me to vote for this, I've got to have this in it. So those were the deals that were cut over there.
Well, is that a good idea? It almost seems, I can't even think of the adjective I want to use. We've got a simple bill
here. How
about
embarrassing? It should be a little bit embarrassing to the Senate side of the Capitol, I would say.
Well, let's move forward. I wanted to get your take on what's been happening in the Attorney General's office with the Assistant Attorney General being accused of sexual harassment.
Well, I can give you this. I think we had a similar incident in East Lansing about 2 years ago. An assistant AG sort of went on the attack towards a student over here, a different assistant AG, I might add. There was a lot of brouhaha, and I think we got it resolved towards the end. It had been a kid from Ann Arbor, and Emma Wheeler-Smith, who's the rep from that area, had been the lead on resolving that. It's interesting because I worked for Frank for 27 mm-hmm. years, mm-hmm. Frank Kelly, and we were basically told, you are a representative of this agency, and you need to watch how you act out in the public as well as on the job. The suspension, I think, probably resulted from the fact that they recognized that this is something that impacts the agency's ability to do its job, as well as this individual's, probably inappropriate way of approaching his own personal beliefs. There is a First Amendment issue here, though. And, I can't say that I can jump on the bandwagon saying, fire this guy, but I think he should be brought into the office, and he should realize that he's a representative of that agency 24/7, not just during the 8 hours he's working.
What's going to happen with next year's budget when there is no stimulus money available?
Well, I think we're headed for major cuts and reforms this time. I think you already know that myself and Bill Rogers have headed up this bipartisan work group working with business and labor and other interest groups trying to fashion reforms, both tax reforms and other reforms that will change the face of how Michigan looks in the future. And we're continuing that work. Things take longer than one might hope when you're down there. And in fact, we passed a few bills this year that actually had been in the works for about 10 years. So these are not easy things to take care of, and we're going to continue to work on them. I think we're going to have to see some major reductions. Hopefully we'll see some tax reform that at least will stabilize our revenue streams and will give business a boost so that we get more people to work, because that will bring in more revenue as well, because people will, hopefully with a higher wage, they're paying a few more taxes into the state treasury for these services as well. So I think we've got a bigger problem in 2012, to tell you the truth, Tony. Because in 2012, the income tax increase, the slight increase that was passed in 2007 expires, so we've got to fill that hole as well.
Anything new and newsy you're working on?
We're working on a lot of things. We've got a statutory mandates package that I had hoped to get out before the election, but we're probably going to take it up after the election, and that's another bipartisan package. Eileen Cole, representative from Oakland County, and myself have been working on that for a long time. It's time to really make that part of Headley. I don't agree with everything that's in Headley, but the part that says that when the state passes a bill that says local units of government have to do whatever it is, we should provide a funding source for that, and we have some legislation that we think will finally put that into place. And I'm hoping that that passes before the end of the year.
Mark, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, anytime, Tony. All right. Have a great day.